Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That
draws us to our Father, the rarest gem. A father is not just a male who produces a child, but one who picks up a child, shows him love, and raises him up as his own. Thousands of us call you Father, yet each of us has a unique and a special encounter with you, which makes us feel so special, cared for, and gives us a great sense of belonging. A son's first hero is his father, and a daughter's first love is her father. So today, with one voice, the sons of the house scream out loud, Daddy, you are our hero. You are our champion. You are our gallant warrior. You are our celebrity. You are our star. You are our protagonist. The daughters, on the other hand, passionately say, Daddy, you are our first love. You are our sweetheart. You are our darling. You are our model. You are our Valentine. Your complete personality is something to be admired and look up to. You have opened up your life to us in so many ways, especially through the messages. You speak the word with so much confidence, with so much excitement, and with genuine passion. This makes us endear ourselves to your words and your teachings. Daddy, you have taught us a lot. The same principles which you practice, like honoring our fathers, which you do so remarkably well. This is evident in the way you honor and acknowledge the Archbishop, Kenneth Hagin, Yonggi Cho, just to mention a few. Your wealth and depth of wisdom is unexplainable. It seems as though you are trying to get us to your level or even more. This is seen through the weekly wisdom impartation services. The revelations you reveal are understandable. Proverbs is a book we have read over and over and over again. But we don't think so far. I don't think far. I don't think so far. I don't think madness. Your ministry is so diversified and something to look up to. Talk of the Crusades, the numerous books, the numerous branches and still counting. The very innovative conferences like the just ended Lablum and the upcoming Give Thyself Holy Conference. Daddy, you are too wonderful. You are too amazing. You are too awesome. In fact, English words cannot express what you mean to us. Maybe I should just switch to tongues. We love you, Daddy. Happy Father's Day.
Daddy, we are saying God bless you. Happy Father's Day to you. Daddy, we are blessed. God gave us you. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you. We cherish you. We honor you. Happy Father's Day to you.
This is the day to honor you. A father to us you've been. Just wanna say that we love you and appreciate all you do.
A beacon of hope, a channel of God, a light to our generation.
Daddy, we are saying God bless you. Happy Father's Day to you. Daddy, we are blessed. God gave us you. Happy Father's Day.
Testimonies make us wiser. Even as you hear others testify, I believe that God is going to do the same for you. Amen. Help me welcome Yolanda Domingo to give us her testimony.
Amen. My name is Yolanda Domingo, and I'm from Greater Love, and I'm a church planter. My testimony is about a prophecy 2 years ago that is told me about the building in Angola, or lighthouse. We had a meeting in Commonwealth, and Daddy told me that by the time you finish school, we have a lighthouse in Angola. So indeed, I completed school, and there is a lighthouse in Angola today. And Pastor Robert Adams and Apostle Kingsley are the one taking over the church. And very soon they'll have a second branch in Vienna. It's exactly where I live in Luanda. So I want to thank Daddy for planting churches all over the world. Thank you, Daddy, and happy Father's Day.
Let us stand and share a word of prayer quickly. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Guide us by your mighty Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you for the blessing of your word and your presence today. Lead us, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Today I'm sharing with you about the prophecy of Daniel. The prophecy of Daniel. And I want you to listen very carefully because what I'm sharing is very, very important. Daniel chapter 12. It says, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. All right? At that time shall Daniel stand up. All right? The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. So that's an angel who is specially assigned to Israel. This is probably why Israel wins the wars that it fights. And this is probably why Israel is the most mysterious country in the whole world. Can you imagine every Ghanaian who speaks Ga is removed from Ghana and dispersed all over the world. And after 2,000 years, they are able to bring back all of them. Any descendant from 2,000 years ago and bring them to a country and no one speaks Ga anymore. And there's somebody takes it as a project to write the language out and teach it as a language, new language, Hebrew, for all the people to speak, whether they're from Germany or Russia, everywhere from the whole world. And they teach them. Somebody makes a book and shows the language that this is our language. And teach the language again. And everybody learns it. Until you have a whole country that speaks Hebrew. And write with an alphabet and everything. From all over the world after 2000. They're able to locate. You are from Israel. You are from Israel. From even up to Ethiopia. Everybody. Based on whatever, and bring them together from 1947. That is what that since they were dispersed in AD 70. No one was left in Jerusalem. Everybody was scattered. Few people they were scattered all over the world and have been brought back and formed into a nation. So that shows you that Israel is quite a peculiar nation. All right? And it says, Michael shall stand up. That great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Now, as you can see in the world, a tension is building up. Even in every country, it's more and more reasons for fighting, more and more reasons for war, more and more reasons for confusion. Because more and more fantastic things happen and more absurdities are manifested all the time. Is that not so? Yes. Say absurdities. Confusion. Confusion. All over the world. All over the world. From America, Canada, everything that is abnormal is what is normal. Do you understand? And every wrong thing is voted in and accepted and done until the world is most fantastic to observe. You wonder what is happening in the world. All right? And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. This is the prophecy of Daniel. Okay? So when this time comes, all right, God's people or thy people, Daniel's people, which is Israel, Israelis, shall be delivered. Okay? Now you see that Israel have been delivered. 6 million of them were slaughtered in Europe during the war from 1939 to 1945. 6 million. 6 million were slaughtered, killed in Poland, everywhere. The word ghetto originated in I think it was in France, but it originated where they, it was originated in Poland or in France, but when they secluded Jews together in a place, they called it a ghetto. Yes, that's what it, that's where that word comes from. So, thy people shall be delivered, and also who shall be delivered? Everyone that shall be found written in the book. If you want to understand prophetic books, you don't have to think sequentially when you are reading it. This doesn't follow from this, doesn't follow from that. Even when there are pastors who are more prophetic, when they are preaching, their preaching doesn't follow a certain order. A moment can be powerful, and then the next moment is, you don't understand what they are saying. Then the next, a very powerful moment. You know, if I say that way, you may laugh and you may think I'm saying something negative about, but that is how prophets are. So when you read Isaiah, you don't understand anything. Then you suddenly see a son unto you, a son is given, a child is born, his name will be called Emmanuel. Then when you continue, you don't understand the rest. Then suddenly you see, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Wow. Then when you go for some time, you don't understand. Say, by his wounds we are healed, by his stripes we are healed. Now, you don't understand for a long time. Then suddenly you understand. That's how, when prophets are preaching, that's how it is. You don't know. It doesn't follow any particular order. Are you with me? All right. So, thy people shall be delivered. Then everyone that is found written in the book, which is us. You know, there are two groups that are being saved. The old people that really belong to God, and the new people who also belong to God because the old people didn't like God. Do you understand? And in the church, we always have that. There's the old original people, then at a point they don't like what they have. Then it gives space for new people, and then in the end, the old and the new are all saved. Okay? The old people who don't like it change at the last moment, and then the new people are also saved, then the two groups go. So everyone found in the book shall go be delivered at that time. Verse 2. Then many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake. Okay? Some to everlasting life, and some to shame, and to everlasting contempt. Now when he says, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. If you have ever exhumed a body, a dead body, you would understand this message better. Because if you leave the thing in the grave for some years, it becomes dust. And the dust is like, the best I can describe, it's reddish. And then it's like kebab powder. The kebab pepper. Something like that. A little darker. Yes. That's what you become. Yeah. You just dissolve into that. You just become the powder. Like that. It's not black. It's not black soil. And it's not red sand. And it's not beach sand. But it becomes like thickish, reddish brown. It's like, it's as if there's a bit of water in it. Not a paste. It's thick powder. Yes, that's how it is. So if you ever see, when you read the verse, it says, they that sleep in the dust, you'd understand it, because you actually literally become dust. You really dissolve into the dust. It's not black soil. And it's not red sand, the one we have all around. If you just look at it, you see it. And it's not black loamy soil. It's not the white sand on the beach. All right? It's a type of dust. All of us, 50 years from now, there'll be few of us who have not been turned into dust. I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you what is coming. It's a prophecy. And you know, Jesus may not come for 500 years more. Yes. So one day people may read about us as though they're like they're reading history. See, history tells us that then they'll mention your name. History shows us, then you come in. There was once a certain, and then you are the one. Because everybody in every age and in every era has thought that Christ was coming like within the next 40 years of when they were around. Everybody has thought that. And there has always been trouble. But no one really knows when the trouble, the really bad trouble, is the trouble that they are talking about. Because maybe what we think there's trouble in the world is actually, these are even cool times. And also, one of the things that you may not realize that many times when they talk about the world, it was usually Europe. And maybe Asia. If you read the Bible, many times it says we have gone to the world. They meant that place. We were not really mentioned much. I'm not insulting you. I'm just trying to let you see. Now, verse 3. They that be wise shall shine as the stars, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. We'll skip this verse because I want to go on to this. We come back to it because that's the main verse. Underline it in your phone, your Bible, whatever, your iPad. Receive an iPad. 10 iPads. 10 iPads. Verse 4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the end of time. Okay. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. Now, notice, everybody. Are you with me? Have you underlined verse 3? That's a key verse for you. But before we come back to the key verse, let us look at verse 4. Because it contains three marvelous revelations which must help you to come back to verse 3. What is the first marvelous revelation? It says, shut up the words and seal the book even to the end. So the book you are writing, seal it. When it's sealed, it means you can't look into it. It's sealed. We can't open it. All right? So seal it. Amen? And seal the book. Shut up the words. Until to the end, even to the time, up to the time of the end. Now, every book has a seal. And that is why you need a guide for every book. And that is why Philip the evangelist went to the eunuch, Ethiopian eunuch, and asked him, understandest thou what thou readest? And he says, how can I understand it unless someone should guide me? So you need a guide to guide you in reading and understanding books. for the seals to be opened. Now, in the book of Revelation, there was a lot of weeping and crying in heaven because nobody was found to open the seals. So what you must understand is, anytime you hear the word book, remember the word seal. Okay? And when it's sealed, you can't understand it. When you read it, it's not meaning much to you. Because it's sealed. It's, so you look at it, but I don't think too far. In fact, I think madness. It makes you sleep. Okay? Yes. Who is worthy to open the seals and open the book and loose the seals thereof? Who can open the book and loose the seals? So every book has, even my books that I've written, have seals. When I preach about the book, people look at the book and say, wow, is it what he's saying? Then you look at it and say, wow, but it's a book. It's using the same points. But we don't see it till you have a guide or somebody who is opening the seal. Okay. Now, listen, the revelation, is, going back to Daniel 12, it says that, shut up the words and seal the book to the end of time. So what it means is that there are some books that you will understand at a certain time. So even though you may have read it in this season of your life, at another season of your life, when you take the same book, the seal will be open at that time. And it will now make 100 times more sense to you and be a greater blessing to you than it was at a certain time. Yes. So, that is why the same book must be read over and over and in different and at different seasons of your life. The same book, the same book. If I talk about loyalty and disloyalty today, it's for so most of us, it's a theory. The day you become a pastor of a church and you are leading people, or even a full-time pastor and you are leading people and people are being disloyal, you'll understand the book far more. When you go back, you say, wow, this is what it means. So, books that I have read, I have found that at different times of my life, the same thing just jumps up, comes alive, and I'm so blessed. So remember that. Some of the books, you read it today, you read it again in 5 years, you read it in 2 years' time, you read it when you are married, like a model marriage. You may read it before you are married, you see whatever. But if you read it after you are married, and if you read it at a later stage of your life, and you would even see something different. And even the newer books that are coming, you find you understand them differently. All right. Then the next thing it says, many shall run to and fro. You see, seal up to the time of the end, colon. Okay, so the book is sealed to the end. Then at the end, these are some characteristics. Many shall run to and fro, which speaks about people traveling a lot. There has never been as much traveling in the world as there is today. Never. The traveling and the movement to and fro of human beings is one of the most amazing phenomena of this era. From maybe the started to increase from the 70s, 80s, but now, even in Ghana, when they mention the statistics of the flights at the airports, it's amazing. It's just jumped from like maybe 6,000 people moved at this to 1 million, something like that. It's just jump. It's one of the cars. Everywhere in the world, traveling, moving, cars, planes, buses, ships, especially planes, to and fro. Because some years ago, it would take you 6 months to go from London to India. 6 months. Yes, on the ship. You don't just travel. You don't just travel. 6 months on the ocean. And you may not get there because the ship may sink. Okay. Now, everybody travels. So many people. How many of you have traveled outside Ghana before? Raise your hand, please. Raise your hand. Yes. Raise your hand. Anywhere outside Ghana. Once it's not Ghana. Wave at me, wave at me, wave at me. Yeah. So you see now, here we are in a small hall in the university. So many of us have been, and many, how many of you are planning a trip? Even more are planning. How did you meet somebody who is not planning to travel? Is it not amazing? Now, this is one of the main characteristics of our world today. Johannesburg to London, 747, the biggest plane, full. It leaves at 7 in the evening, and another one leaves at 9, full, to London. That's from Johannesburg. From Cape Town, 7 o'clock, full, 747, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, full up. From Cape Town to London. Four flights. Sometimes they have 10 flights, 12 flights every day. Yeah, to South Africa. That's British Airways, South African Airways, other Airways, more. Huh? Emirates, 10 times a day. From Johannesburg to Dubai, Emirates. 10 flights every day. Yeah. Yes. Amsterdam to anywhere, every day, several. Even Ghana, British Airways was coming morning and evening. The point, morning. Evening. They leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. They eat at 9 o'clock in the evening. Every day. Yes. To and fro. Flights to America. From England to America. France to America. Norway to America. This to America. More. 21 airlines, several every day, full. Nobody is empty. You see, what you must know about white man, when you hear the word white man, you hear the word calculator. That's the word. He's not there without a calculation. Black people are more friendly and social. We're not doing calculation. They are more calculating. Before you see a white man walking in Takoradi, he has done a calculation of how much and the reason and the risk and why he's here, what he's going to get. Yes. I'm a half white and half black. So I'm not on the white man's side or the black man's side. I'm on God's side. Yeah. So to and fro is the main, and there's never been anything like this since the world began. Not even in the 1950s, not even in the 60s, or even the 70s, or the 80s, or what it is now. Now, when September 11 happened, they had, was it 6,000 flights in the air? 6,000 planes in the air that they had to bring to the ground because nobody knew what was happening. Isn't it? 6,000 planes in America. Everybody was flying. He said, the Twin Towers have been bombed up and they don't know what is happening. So everybody come down now. And there were 6,000. How to make everybody land everywhere? It was a big crisis. Yes. From 5 a.m. they start to fly throughout. When you are sitting on a plane in America on a going to take off, you stand, when they get to the runway, you stand in a line like taxis. You can have 25 planes, everybody waiting to take off. And the Concorde uses so much fuel. It used to use so much fuel that when it goes to stand in the queue, by the time it is its turn, the fuel is not enough to go. So it has to come back to refuel because it can't go. It can't queue and join. It cannot queue. It uses a lot of fuel. That's one of the reasons why they stop. It uses too much fuel. It's very fast. So the queue is long. Everybody's taking off. 1 minute after minute after minute. And they land second after second. One land, then another one land, another one land, another one land. It's not, even our airport here is like that. It's become like that. That's why some people have moved from cantonments. Some of the people who have a certain way of thinking. Yes. Huh? No. Some of them have moved from there because the flights. If you are at Morningstar, you see the Emirates, you can almost paint the under of the plane. It's flying over you like this. Very low. And we pray that it will never happen. Amen. Father, we block any type of crash. Amen. We reject it in Ghana in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is a characteristic. The second characteristic is that knowledge shall be increased. It's of this time. It says, and they shall seal up the words to the end, to the time of the end. Is it the time of the end? And what's the time of the end? Many shall run to and fro, a lot of traveling. And the second thing is knowledge shall be increased. Okay? This is the time. Like you see, each time you think you've reached, but if we analyze, there can be a wilder time, but it could be, this could be the end. You know that, like, knowledge has increased. What's the distance from the earth to the sun? Tell me. Find out now. Knowledge. Google it right now and tell me the distance to the sun. Anybody here can know. What's the distance to the sun? Google it right now. Google.com. You should see. That is knowledge. Million miles. Yeah. How far are we from the moon? Anything I want to know. Anything. Knowledge. There's knowledge everywhere. Just tell me how far to the moon. 300 and what? 384,400 kilometers. Yeah. What? Tell me something about what is nice about Kwehu Mountains, right? Kwehu Mountains. Find out quickly. What? Anything nice? Type Kwehu Mountains. Kwehu Mountains. Images for Kwehu Mountains. Okay, what was the best residential area in Kumasi? Type it. What's the best residential area in Kumasi? What's the best residential? I want to know. Best residential area in Kumasi? Yeah. What's the best residential area in Sierra Leone? in Freetown. That's it. Pictures. Yeah. Real estate property. How much is a house in Ayedwiasi? How much? You want to buy a house in Ayedwiasi? How much? How much is it? How much is one house in Ayedwiasi? There is nothing we don't know, I tell you. House in Ayedwiasi. Property for sale in Ayedwiasi. What do you that? What sickness did Steve Jobs have? What sickness did Steve Jobs have? Steve Jobs health problems. How can we become? How can you become an astronaut? If you want to go to the moon, how can you become an astronaut? How can you become an astronaut? And no, yes. You need to pass NASA space physical, which includes distant visual acuity 20/100 or uncorrected, blood pressure 140/90, height 62 to 75 inches. How to become an astronaut? Check more. We want to know more. It is nothing. What is the diameter of the common bile duct? The common bile duct. The bile duct. Common bile duct. Between the gallbladder and the... What's the diameter of the common bile duct? Diameter. Ultrasound evaluation of common bile duct size. Yes. What is astrocytoma? Astrocytoma. Anything. Knowledge here, Charlie. Astrocytoma. Cytoma. What is it? Astrocytoma is a type of cancer of the brain. How long does it take to perform Whipple's operation? Whipple's. Whipple's. Whipples. How long? How many hours? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Check armed robbery in Ghana. Is that armed robbery in Ghana? Can we have a successful honeymoon in Ghana? Honeymoon in Ghana. Where can we go? Where can we go? Honeymoon in Ghana. Is Brazilian hair good? Find out, is Brazilian hair good? Brazilian versus Malaysia, which one is good? What are the dangers of perming your hair? What are the dangers of perming? Dangers of perming. everything you need to know. Where can I buy wigs in Ghana? Wigs. Where can I buy wigs in Ghana? Wigs. All types of wigs for sale in Ghana. Hey! Anything. Is there anything you want to know? Dangers of weed smoking. What are the dangers of weed smoking? Yeah, they call it weed. Weed is the same. Weed. Yeah. Drug facts, marijuana, weed smoking. Yeah. Why did Bob Marley die? How and why did Bob Marley die? Yeah. Who performed the postmortem on JF Kennedy when he was shot? Postmortem. JF Kennedy, yeah. Autopsy photos. Yeah. A rather hasty military autopsy was performed on his body. Further images. Yeah. Yeah. Even the pictures of. I removed these pictures. Picture of Michael Jackson's body. Picture of Michael Jackson's dead body. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, remove it. So anyway, this is just to show you anything that you need to know. Idea that comes to your head. What's the cause of pain in your knee? Causes of pain in your knee. What's the cause of pain? You don't even have to be a doctor. The knowledge. Yeah. Knee pain causes. Yes. Itching in your bottom. Check it. Itching in your bottom. Itching. Embarrassing problems. It's written there. Yes. Wow. How can you look prettier? How can you look more? How to look pretty without makeup? Yeah. There are 9.49 million results for that question. How can you let your breast look bigger? There's bigger, there's smaller, there's this, there's that, there's anything. Shh. Is there examination leakage in University of Ghana? 20 arrested over Legon exam leakage. Is the West African Exams Council a good examination council? Yeah. So anyway, this is just to show that we are in the last days. Amen. Verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two. One stood on the side of the river, verse 5. The other on the side of the bank, verse 6. One said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Verse 7. Then I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to the heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Again, you see, prophetic things are not clear. So when a pastor is preaching, it's very clear. Sometimes he's not preaching as a prophet, maybe just as a teacher. When it becomes a little mysterious, then it is prophetic. All right? Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, oh my Lord, what shall be the end? And he said, go. You see, Daniel even didn't understand. And he said, go thy way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed to the end of time. So you will not understand this maybe till you are 40, or till you are 30 years old, or till you are in the ministry, or till you get married, or till this, or till that. So keep your books and read them, and you will understand more things later in different seasons. It will even mean something completely different to you. All right? Now, verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Whatever wickedness is in you that doesn't make you understand things when you are advised, that wickedness is removed forever from today. Remember, wicked people don't understand things. Wicked. You'll never be wicked. None of the wicked shall understand. Underline that. You see, prophetic things, one statement, then you understand it. The rest you don't understand. None of the wicked shall understand. None of the wicked shall understand. Underline. Those of you who are using computers, phones, and so on, you must know how to underline and color your Bible. Okay? All right. None of the wicked shall understand. And from the time of the daily sacrifice, that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Again, not easy to understand. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thy way till the end be, for then thou shalt rest. Okay, so go thy way till the end. For thou shalt rest. In other words, you shall die and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So you shall rest, or you shall die, and you will stand up later in your portion, in your appropriate location. So all of us are going to be given our appropriate place and rank in thy lot at the end of the days. Amen. Amen. Now, I pray that your lot will be a good lot. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many are hoping for a good lot? All right. Now, notice, let's go back to chapter 12. We are still in chapter 12, verse 2. Many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake. So many people will be raised from the dead. We are going to be raised from the dead. Some to everlasting life and some to shame. You'll never be raised up to shame. You'll never be raised up to shame. And everlasting contempt. Now verse 3 is the key verse. And they that be wise shall shine. So anybody who has been wise, or the person who is wise, will shine at the brightness of the firmament. Alright? And then they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. So, the stars are the picture of your future. Amen. Amen. How many want to be one of the stars? Huh? You want to be one of the stars?
Yes.
So I need you to believe this part. Now, this is the role of everyone who is a born-again Christian. You don't have to be a pastor to fulfill this. You will be raised from the dead. The time is coming. You will die, probably. Probably not. I don't know when Jesus is coming. But it looks like he's going to come soon. But it could be 200 years. It could be 500 years. People will refer to us how we refer to John Wesley. People may refer one day to me as they refer to John Wesley. People may refer to you as they refer to Kenneth Hagin. So there was once a man of God, and then they will call up your name. Like that. All right? Now listen. Those who are going to be like stars are those who have these two characteristics. Wisdom and turning people to righteousness. So I want to tell everybody here to make it your goal to be one of the stars. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I need you to be one of the stars. All right? So that you will so that you will become what God wants you to become. All right. Look at Revelation chapter 1. Verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Okay? The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand. Jesus was holding some stars in his hand. The seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Now, even in the sky today, my personal belief is that some of the stars are actually angels. Yes. Because he said the stars are the angels of the seven churches. The angels. They are the angels. And that is why when the Bible speaks about the dragon took 1/3 of the stars of heaven, it's like he was able to convince 1/3 of the stars. All right? You'll never be convinced by Lucifer. Now, God has a great plan for you to turn you into another star. Wow! That's why, you know, when people reject working for God and despise us and look down on us for trying to do something for God, trying to be shepherds, trying to be church planters, trying to just look after a few people, you know, they make the mistake, and that is why many will arise to everlasting shame. And they'll say, shame on you for trying to stop me from serving my maker. Now, I want to give you a vision for your life. Okay? I want to give you what to set before you for your whole life. Okay? Your vision from today is to become one of the stars. He says the seven stars are the seven angels, which some people think are the pastors of the church, because he wrote to the angels. The seven letters were written. Look at chapter 2 verse 1. Unto the angel of the church write to the angel. So people believe that the angel, because actually the word angel there, angelos, is a messenger. All right. So angels are messengers. Pastors are messengers. Prophets are messengers. All right. So God has a plan. I mean, look at you. Look at your status. Yesterday we had a conference. A lady was giving a testimony. She's one of our millionaires in the church. Yes. And she said she used to sell atadri. Is that the right word? That was a tiger nuts. And she used to wash pans at a chop bar in Nkoko. She was not the owner of the chop bar. She was the one washing the bowls and the chinsy. Is that how they say it? Yes. She was the one washing it in Nkoko. She didn't speak English. And not a word. Today she travels to Dubai. She's having meetings with the president, different things, doing business. She has one of the top shops. Different things. Yes. Yes. And you see, she was attacked by armed robbers. And then she whatever she had was taken. And then she was brought to church the next day. Then I preached. And once I was preaching, I spoke and I said that God may use armed robbers to bring you here. And that was it. And she knew that she had come to the right place. So since then, many years ago, she has been around working. You know, what I'm trying to say is that God has the power to take you from a far place that you don't like you know that, like, there is no link between you and that great position or great place. And then the way he will exalt you and make you nice is sort of incredible. I'm not talking about even becoming a man of God on earth. No. I'm talking about something far greater. Now, the sun that we see is actually one of the stars. They discovered this long ago. They were analyzing the rays coming from the sun, and then they were analyzing the other stars. And it was a great shock for them that the sun is a star. It's even one of the smaller stars. Yeah. Only that is the nearest one to us. You know. And if this is the whole, all here is the galaxy, all this, where the banner is, our solar system, well, all this Milky Way galaxy, it's called Milky Way because it looks like milk, it's white. You see the stars like that. It goes in a circle like that. Plenty stars. And in the middle of it, one of the stars is our sun. And we, the earth, We are next to our sun. I mean, we have our sun here, then a few surrounded, huge. And our sun is one of the stars, the huge Milky Way. And this is one of the galaxies. It's one of the galaxies. So we don't even know why we are here. I mean, we are nothing. I mean, I don't know what we are arguing about. Our nothingness is monumental. Monumental nothingness. So I don't know why, when God stretches out his hand to you and says, those who turn people to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. I don't know why you will not say, please, I would like to join. How many would like to join that convoy who are turning many to righteousness? I can't understand why you wouldn't want to join it. So by this service, I am recruiting you. Now, when we say turn many to righteousness, I like it because it is a little vague. It doesn't mean you must be a prophet. You must be a pastor. You must be a teacher. You must be whatever. But whatever you do is turning people. It's bringing people to God. 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 Amen. One day there's going to be a constellation. These are constellations. Now you see the constellation, the stars, right? There are the people, you know, people used to sit and just look at the stars and marvel. That as they stared at the stars, they started to notice patterns, which they were so surprised. They could see a pattern of like, you look at the stars and it looks like a man standing there. Then at another time of the year, they look at the stars again and it looks like a scorpion. Then another time of the year, it looks like something else. And so each month, they found a different shape. These are the constellations. And they have found about 86 of them. But the original ones which they found are the zodiac. The zodiac constellations. There are about 12 of them. So you see. And that's why people even worship these things. Or even say whatever. You know. But you see, the stars are there to show you how you are going to be. You'll be twinkling for the rest of eternity. Twinkling for the rest of eternity. Twinkling for the rest of eternity. Twinkling for the rest of it. I am recruiting you today. I'm recruiting you today. I'm not recruiting you for myself. I'm recruiting you for yourself. Because I believe you have sense in your head. Yes. Wouldn't you like to shine as a star? Not politics. You watch. The people that are in power today, in a few years' time, you see them in town and you wonder that. How are the mighty fallen? The glory and the power which they have to control everything that they feel they have power over will be gone. But we've been in Ghana for some years. Look, the kind of power that somebody like President Rawlings had, you will even fear when you hear his name. Today, people insult him. People vote against his wife. It's true. Yes. His own party. Somebody in his party said he should write a letter to apply if he wants to be in NDC. The founder. He is the founder. It's amazing. One time I was at the Johannesburg airport and I saw one of our former presidents standing in the queue with me to go and present the passport. And I was wondering that, this is a mighty man. Why is he here? Join with us common people. It's nothing. It will pass away like this. But you. You. You are not going to shine like Pele. Or you are not going to shine like Tony Ebuan, who is no more shining. You are not going to shine like Maradona, who is no longer shining. You are not going to shine like Michael Jackson, who is no longer shining. You are not going to shine like Muhammad Ali, who is no longer shining. You are going to shine like the stars forever and ever. Like the stars. Be wise, oh, be wise. Be wise. Sit down. Fantastic. Now, everybody here must turn at least 10 people to righteousness. Yes. At least 10 people. Amen. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Everybody here, turn to Exodus chapter 18. Verse 21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people the able men, such as fear God. Okay? Men of truth. Are you men of truth? Yes. Are you women of truth?
Yes.
Ask your neighbor, Charlie, are you into truth? What did they say? Say we are into truth.
Yes.
Hating covetousness. You must hate covetousness, which is trying to have things which are not necessarily yours today. God is not against you having nice clothes, but maybe not today, my dear sister. You will have clothes you cannot wear. I promise you. I promise you. You have more than you can wear. Princess Diana was a normal girl. And her wardrobe of dresses spanned the width of 10 terraces. That is the houses upstairs, like that. 10 houses of dresses. 10 houses of dresses. Receive many wardrobes. If you cannot have houses, you can have wardrobes. If you cannot have wardrobes, receive suitcases full of. If you cannot have suitcases, receive boxes and bags full of clothes you can never wear. Receive it in Jesus' name. A time will come when you pick one of your old dresses and you wear. People will think that it's the latest style. But they will not know that you have so many dresses. This one, you wore it 6 years ago. So, it's just something that you are releasing now to confuse the environment a bit. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will be tired of finding clothes because that will be your problem. Like, Charlie, the things are too many. I can't search for them. Wait for the time. When the time comes, you not rush. I remember when I first met Ida, she wanted to go abroad. She applied for the visa. They said no. She applied again. They said no. When I met, I said, told her, look, you will travel and be tired of traveling. I promised her, you will even be tired of this traveling. Just believe me. Believe me. Yes. And it came to pass. It came to pass. Yes. Practically. One day we traveled somewhere and I saw her and I saw that she was crying. I said, why are you crying? She said, I want to go home. I thought you were the one crying that you want to travel. Did I not prophesy to you? And today I'm also prophesying to you. In the name of Jesus, you will travel. You will have clothes. You will never struggle. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Yes. Even tonight, she's flying to... Tonight, she's flying. She's flying so many cities. She's going. Yes, tonight. The things that have been declared over you by a father, they will surely come to pass in Jesus' name. When you even see the airport, you'll be tired. You say, oh. Again. Do you believe in prophecies? The prophecy you believe is the one that will happen to you practically in Jesus' name. Sit down. Exodus 18. Hating covetousness. Thou shalt not covet that which is thy neighbor's. Don't covet and desire too strongly something that God hasn't given to you yet. If you see somebody driving a nice car, don't say, oh, that is drugs. Who told you that is drugs? It's your jealousy that is speaking. When you see somebody prospering, don't speak negative things. Don't reach out to get what God hasn't yet given to you. That's when you'll be bounced. Yes. He's going to give it to you. I told you he's going to give it to you. Now, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them, oh, such over them to be rulers of thousands. You see, some of you are going to turn thousands to righteousness. Then to be rulers of hundreds. Some of you are going to turn hundreds to righteousness. Then to be rulers of fifties. Some of you are going to turn 50s. Some of you, you always have at least 50 people with you. And some of you are going to be rulers of tens. That is the lowest level of turning many to righteousness. It's 10. 10 is the lowest number that you are to turn to righteousness. That's the lowest number. These are God's people. Provide out of the people. Able men. People that fear God. People who are going to shine as the stars forever. People that are going to twinkle forever. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. High above. Well, so high. Like a diamond in the sky. That is your future, like a diamond in the sky. Like a diamond in the sky. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I'm looking forward to the day that I'm a star in heaven. When I'll be twinkling. You see some flashes coming. And I say, who is that? It's Brother Dag. It's Brother Dag. It's Brother Dag. When I was a student working for God, people would tell me, Brother Dag, take your time. How can I take my time when I want to be a star? Brother Dad, do you think you'll go to heaven by being a skeleton? You are fasting so much. Why should I not fast? If it's going to help me to become a star forever. I want to work for God even more. Now I just pray, Lord, give me some more time. If there's an extra time, I need time. Hey, God. Because I'm counting my age. I'm checking my age and the months and how many in 17 years I'll be 70 years old. I look at the time, I say, Lord, can you have extra time? Yes. turn. They that turn, you can turn their head. You go to their room and say, listen, I know what I'm saying. I've come to take you to church today. I know what I'm talking about. You are like a self-motivated, anointed evangelist and prophet going. And if it is only to tell people that you are called to prophesy, so be it. You'll be rewarded according to faithfulness of using your gifts. How faithful you have been. You may laugh at what I'm saying. But I'll tell you, see, there is a proverb. It's saying that when you see a father speaking and talking and saliva is coming out of his mouth. Saliva is coming out of his mouth. And the spit is drooling down. And he's saying something. You stand there mocking at what he's saying. Look at this old man. Why is this old man speaking like that? And saliva is coming out of his mouth before the spit dries on his mouth. What he has said will come to pass. Yes, there is a proverb. Before it dries. He's talking about what the man's talking to. Before it dries, what he said about you and what he said will happen. You see that it has happened exactly and practically. One day, one of my church members got sick. When she went to the hospital, the doctor told her, there are only two people left in the world who are alive with this sickness. So she knew, this is it, you are dead. So when I was with her, I was just looking at her, she was looking at me. I asked her only one question. I said, did I tell you the truth? Because like now we are all staring at coffin, death, funeral, everything. Did I tell you the truth? She said, Bishop, you have been a good pastor to me. You told me always. It's not today you are going to talk to me about eternity. It's not now you are going to start, oh, you need to God, this, heaven, whatever. You have said it. You have been a good pastor to me. Before the spit dries, you see that what he said is happening. My friend, I give you a command and a charge. Anybody here who is going to turn anything less than 10 people to God, you are not wise. You've not understood what we are doing here. There is nothing God needs from you. You need God. What? You? God needs you for what? Explain what he needs about you for. You need God. You need him. He doesn't need, he will never need you. He cannot need you for anything. There is not even a day that will be come to this world where he needs you for anything. Which aspect will God need you about what? What's the topic? Stand up and tell me the topic that God will need you for. You need God. You need God. You are the one who needs God and everything about God. God doesn't need you. God will never need you. God cannot need you. God can never lower himself to need you. He doesn't. Which part will you do for him? They that have sense. They that are wise. You look around and you say, what must I do? And what can I do? Turn in many. I want to encourage you, you know. Even on earth, we are going to form a constellation. Constellation is a group of stars. We are preparing. You see, when I came to this church, first I said stars. I started to call people stars. It was a prophecy. Stars are being born out of the first love church. Stars, stars. Turning people to righteousness. Becoming a shepherd. Becoming a leader of at least 10 people. At least 10. I mean, when I hear somebody has 10 people, I say, no, you're doing well. What a blessing. 10 people that will listen to you. You cannot come to church without your constellation. Your zodiac connections of other star members. Because you turn them also into stars who will turn others to righteousness. If you want a church to go and hear how you must give money and how it will make you richer and motivational speaking, you need to choose a new church immediately. Google on the internet churches that talk about money, churches that have money. Google it. Money, so you can check the address now. Google it and see. You'll find churches that help you to be rich. Google it. Okay. People are afraid for us to Google this thing. All right, no problem. Hey! Here, there's prosperity, but the way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added. I've not yet seen that scripture fail. I've not yet seen that. I used to be ashamed of that verse, you know, because it was my main verse. Most of my powerful verse I learned in Scripture Union. Most of my good things I learned from Scripture Union. But I was an SU member, and I'm still committed to them. I was ashamed that that verse is what. Because people have wilder verses. My God shall supply all your needs according to. These are the verses that people have. Ish. If you serve the Lord, you shall live your days in pleasures and your years in prosperity. And I will be coming with. Seek ye first the kingdom. But one day I was listening to Bishop David Oyedepo. And I heard him say, his master, he said, God gave it to him as a revelation. As a master revelation. Matthew 6:33. I was lying in the darkness of my study about 3 a.m. I jumped out. I said, hey, I'm not alone in this revelation. I've been ashamed of Matthew 6:33 because it doesn't sound powerful. I jump in the darkness of my study. I jump into the atmosphere. If I had no gravity, I would have gone to the stars. He said God revealed it to him. Seek ye first. That is the master key to prosperity. I said, wow. And I said, I brought my key out. I said, now I'm confidently, I've found somebody who also believes. I'm also going to bring my key out confidently with strength. Yes. You be a ruler of minimum 10. Now, your constellation of stars must follow you. You can't be alone in the zodiac. You can't be alone. You must have your connected stars. So, as we go forward, whatever you must do to get deeper and get more involved, do it. Volunteer yourself and say, excuse me, I want to own up. I'm here. I've been hiding in the church. Hiding is over. Yeah. Now just interview your neighbor and say, you at all, are you one of the members of the constellation of stars? Are you a member of the constellation of stars, shining stars? Stars, people who are going to shine. Wow. Fantastic. What did they say? Huh? Are you part of the constellation? Ask your neighbor, are you in the constellation? Because Charlie, we are going to take over in the galaxies. Yes, we are going, we are moving up. We are moving out. We are moving out. And we're going to be twinkling. Maybe if there is another group that maybe God may create or whatever, and they'll be here, they'll be looking up and they'll be saying, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky." But you see, the second line, I like the second line. "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." You are a turner of people to righteousness. That is what you are. You are a turner of people to righteousness. You'll be wondering, are you an angel? Are you somebody who... Yes! You are somebody who turned many to righteousness. And I want to tell you, see, God gives everybody gifts. Some more, some less. Just use it all. You know, I have so many different people that are working for me. Everybody has a different gift. Just doing your gift is enough. I don't need you to do something else. When you can, don't try and do somebody's work. Just do what you... I'm happy with you. God is happy with you. If it's 10 he's giving you, just do the 10. If he's giving you 50, do the 50. If he's giving you 100, do the 100. Yeah, take it up. Amen. If you want a church that helps you to get rich, you can Google it. You'll find there's knowledge. Is it fantastic? Is it supernatural? Stand to your feet, everybody. Receive your blessing. May the Lord lift you from the sands of the barren desert, from the sands of barrenness. You are lifted into fruitfulness. You are joined to the workers. You are joined to the future stars that will shine and shine and shine and shine and shine. As you turn many to righteousness, the Lord sends an angel to support you. As you work for his kingdom, the Lord sends angels to back you up. You'll never be in need. Whatever curse was in your family, was upon your mother, was upon your father, that was transmitted to you, today it is cut off. Today it is cut off in the name of Jesus. You will never be found anymore among the useless ones who do nothing for God. All past friends who take you down are disconnected from you from today forever. In the name of Jesus. Whatever sin, whatever problem, whatever yoke has weighed you down for years, I decree that the yoke is broken today forever. You'll never be the same after this time. Whatever man brings you down, whatever girl brings you down, whatever sin keeps you in darkness will no more be found in your life forever. In the name of Jesus. Whoever is speaking to you bad advice, advice, whoever counsels you against the word of God will no more be found in your life again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever person has lifted himself up against the word of the Lord, against the wisdom of God, is taken away from your life from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever kind of stupidity, whatever kind of foolishness, whatever kind of stubbornness, whatever kind of resistance there is in your soul to the word of God, I declare it is broken and opened from today in your life, in Jesus' name. You'll never be found among the foolish ones anymore. You'll never be a source of concern to your pastors. Rather, you'll be a source of relief, a source of encouragement, a source of greatness to your pastors and to your church. Through you, many people are going to know about God. Through you, many people will be turned to righteousness in Jesus' name. Whatever spirit of poverty and lack in your family circumstance that is holding you down will no more be found in your life again from today. I declare you are a blessed child. I declare you are a blessed child. I declare you are a darling boy. I declare you are a darling girl. I declare you are a favorite. I declare the blessings of Joseph over your life. The blessings of your father are prevailing over and against the curses of those that hate you. As Joseph rose in the dungeon, you are rising out of darkness. As Joseph rose in Potiphar's house and became a prosperous man because the Lord was with him, so the Lord is declared to be with you from now. Your life is a blessed life from now. Your life is a blessed life from today. I declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God right now that these words spoken over your life will come to pass 100% in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. 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 We thank you, Lord. Put your hand on your heart. Whatever stone, whatever rock, whatever hardness is in your heart, I break it in your life today in Jesus' name. Whatever resistance there is in your heart to the wisdom of God, I dissolve it today in Jesus' name. You have a soft heart from today. You have a tender heart from today. You have a gentle heart from today. You have a good heart from today. Receive healing in your heart from today. In the name of Jesus in your life. Thank you, Father, for blessing your children mightily today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice over your blessings. verse, they'll find it and put it on. You look. Joseph, when Jacob was blessing his son before he died, he said, "The blessings of thy father have prevailed. The blessings of thy father have prevailed." You see, the hatred over and against the hatred of whatever. So as these words are spoken over your life, as you listen to it on the podcast, you see that the blessing, you see, the blessing of thy father have prevailed. You see, it has worked for you. It has fought for you. It has survived and overcome the care. The blessings of thy father have prevailed. Even more than the blessings of his progenitors. Even more. His blessing, even more than the blessing he had from Abraham. These words spoken over your life are words that will fight for you and prevail in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you today, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. I don't know who you are. Maybe you were just invited, but you want to say, "Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus." If you are here like that today, I want to pray with you. Give your life to God. Give your life to Jesus. A turning point has come in your life. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, lift your right hand like this. Lift it up high. God bless you. Lift it up high. "Pastor, I want to give my life to God." God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. This is a turning point. Nobody can tell you what is in your heart, but you know, "I need God and I need to turn around and give my life to Jesus." If you are here and you are a Christian, but you know that you are not a good Christian, like you are not serious, but today you want to be serious, also lift your right hand. And I'm going to, I've not been a serious Christian, but I want to be from today. Lift your right hand also up high. God bless you. If you've lifted your hands, come to me in the front quickly. All of you with your hands up, come. Come. "I'm a Christian, but I'm not a good Christian. I'm a Christian, but I'm not a good Christian. I'm not born again. I want to be born again." Come and give your life to Jesus right now. I want to pray with you. God bless you.
Come running, come running, come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood.
"I'm a Christian, but I'm not a good Christian. I want to be a good Christian." Come to the front. Lift your hands. Let me pray with you. Say this prayer with me. Say, "Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I give my life, I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Oh God, please forgive me. Cleanse me. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I open my heart to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus Christ. Oh God, come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me. Heal me. Deliver me. Forgive me for my wickedness and my sins. From today, I belong to God. I will serve God. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. I love you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done in my life. I pledge myself to be wise, to serve you, to follow you from today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Now, when we close, who is our pastor going to see them? Which of our pastors is going to meet with them? Yes. Our pastors here are going to meet with you. I've given them something for you. I've given them something for you. So when we close, just meet. If you don't meet with them, we're going to meet them. We're outside on the steps there. If you don't see them, you'll not get what I gave them. Did I give something to you for them or not?
Yes, please.
Yes. So I knew that you would come, and I've prepared something for you. Make sure you have my package as you are going home. It will be a blessing to you. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. So as soon as we close, come to the other stairs on the other side. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.